At this point, many Afghanis are making a run on Kabul Bank, and police trucks and barbed wire are being deployed to secure the main branch of Kabul Bank. More than half of Kabul Bank's $500 million in cash has now been withdrawn since this panic started last week. Joining us now with details is Dexter Filkins. He's the New York Times foreign correspondent. Good morning, Dexter.
Hi.
First of all, is the Kabul Bank in as much trouble as this panic would leave us to believe?
Well, I think, I mean, this is the way financial panics are. I mean, if it weren't in trouble, it would be because people believe that it's in trouble. So when people start lining up outside a bank and start pulling all their money out, and hundreds of millions start leaving that bank, and you know, in the course of a couple of days, then that's the crisis right there. So it doesn't even, you know, it doesn't really even matter to a certain extent whether they're real problems or not. People believe that there are, depositors believe that there are, so they're taking their money out.
How central is the Kabul Bank to the financial system there in Afghanistan?
Well, the overwhelming majority of Afghans don't have bank accounts. So in that sense, it's not. But in another sense, it's very, very important because there aren't that many banks in Afghanistan. There's only about a half dozen of them, private banks, and they are very, very important to, certainly to the functioning of the economy and the capital, but also. They're important because it's as in the United States. I mean, these are measures of financial confidence and confidence in the system. And so I think that the entire Afghan financial system was built basically from scratch with American help. It has, you know, since 2001. And so it's a very young system. It's very fragile. And so to see this happening, I think there's a fear that the whole system could unravel, and that's potentially pretty catastrophic.
And in fact, one of the bank's major clients is the government that pays salaries to a quarter of a million public employees.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that in a way, that was sort of a favor to the bank. I think what's fascinating about Kabul Bank, to me at least, is that the bank itself and its board of directors, and its shareholders. Sit in the right at the nexus, the sort of political, economic nexus that kind of runs everything in Kabul. I mean, one of Karzai's brothers is a shareholder. One of the vice president's brothers is a shareholder. And so all these things, and the brother of the vice president, who's a major shareholder, also borrowed $100 million from the bank. So it's very, very interesting because it's kind of the bank is really in the middle of pretty much everything, and that's another reason why it's so interesting.
Dexter Filkins, New York Times foreign correspondent, thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.